a crash course for the rares. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this thought-out saturation. Kosanek, the astronaut, who stands and steers by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's applied for aging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once at rage to see the rage no more. Like a video film.
Justin the microphonio.
Okay.
The phony at the mic. Justin the mic. The microphone.
You lost me again. Yeah.
I don't know. There was a Stooges line about this.
Oh.
Something about the phony on the mic.
If Jimmy was here, he'd get it right away.
Oh, it's a phony on the mic. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's a crash course for the Ravers show. And I'm Brian Young. That's Marie Michelle. How's it going, babe?
It's going great.
Lots of cool things happening, happened this week. Rap Beach Party was, I wouldn't say it was a success. There weren't a lot of people. Well,
it was a great time.
It was a success for everyone who was there because we all had a great time.
Yeah, it really was.
I wish there were more people there.
I guess there was the previous 2 days.
That's what it sounded like. Yeah. Maybe just my day.
Yeah. It was a great day, though. I love the lineup. It was great.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
We had a good day, and Thigh Scraper sounded great.
They did.
There's actually, check out Thigh Scrapers doing the Rolling Stones Live With Me live. Oh, that's up on YouTube. Go check it out.
Courtesy of Al Pachulis.
Al Pachulis did a great job.
I was just wondering why you don't do the intro song when you guys are out playing.
Drive-In Saturday.
Yeah.
That's a good question to ask. You can ask the band that.
I will.
I basically just sing whatever they want me to.
I doubt that.
Oh, yeah. I have no control over them. It's out of control. went to a good show last night. It was Jim Melanson. Yeah, Jim Melanson's birthday party.
Bash.
formerly a pop gun. But he was there. He played like, I think he played with every band.
All right.
There's Modo, State of the Union, Knock Ups, Watts.
Oh,
Watts,
wow.
Watts has a new CD out. They gave it to me.
Oh, cool.
I have it right here.
Very cool.
Watts, the black heart of rock and roll, and they definitely want to come on the show soon.
Yeah,
so.
We haven't seen them. Did they ever come out? I know.
I thought they were on once. I think maybe just John Blout came on for something.
I don't know. I remember seeing, you know, going out, seeing them in the clubs, and I don't know if we saw them out or if they came here.
I don't know.
My memory.
I've always been friendly with John Blout, but then it was Dan from the group last night was talking to me, so I know it will definitely
good.
Be done. Yeah.
Hey.
He's the one who handed me the CD.
That'll be great if it works out.
Sure. Well, it's
yeah, not, very welcome.
F, when? I make things happen, baby. Hey, we have 30 silver. Standing on the sidelines. We'll have them setting up soon.
Yep.
Do some live stuff with 30 Silver. Hey, if you have some requests, 855-915-9636. And let's hope this works. Here's some new Watts, the black heart of rock and roll.
strings of light. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight. Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and right. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. We like our fun and we never fight. You can dance and stay.
Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
101.5 WMFO, the knockups, who played last night, and I said, you know, I said to Gretchen, I need your CD, and she said, we just played that Talk of the Town show. And I went, oh, you were on the town, yeah. I'll look for the CD, but we just looked all over. I can't find it.
I don't know. Maybe it's tucked away.
So that is all I have by knockups in the system. It's pretty good, though. That was from Best of On the Town. That was a 2015 show they did. So they've been on there a couple times, actually. I don't know why. I mean, they must have CDs around here somewhere. I don't know where they're hidden, you know?
I don't know. I checked.
They're not in the local
the
stuff.
Two places.
Before that, State of the Union, Lost in Tokyo. We had Moto, Dancing in the Moonlight, Watts, The Black Heart of Radio, and Joe Torre wanted to hear, what, Live Velvet Underground 1969?
Yeah, very specific.
Yeah, I wish I had that album. Where is it? I have lots of studio Velvet Underground and lots of, like, demo stuff.
You don't have any live stuff?
I don't know.
I
don't have anything that says Live 1969. I'll play some Velvet Underground. This is probably a studio song, though. And I'll play some Live Lou Reed. And then we have 30 Silver waiting in the wings here.
I do.
What was it you wanted to hear?
I want to hear any Doors live cut as long as I can dedicate it to my buddy Mike Hoffer from Minus World because I know how much he loves the Doors.
Okay, so after a dose of Velvet Underground and Lou Reed, we'll do, how about Doors live from Boston?
Sounds great.
Boston show they did, I think, 1970. We'll check that out, okay? This goes to Joe Torre. It's the Velvet Underground.
Hands by her side. They hit her harder, harder, harder. Ooh, till they thought she might die. Sweet dream. Jackie is a banker, and Jane, she is a clerk. Both them save their monies, honeys, all when they come home from work. Sitting there by the fire, radio does play little classical music, the march of the wooden soldiers. You could hear Jack say, "Sis Jane, won't that baby see Jane? Out dancing. Then there's other people, baby, they gotta work. You better watch me now. There's some evil mothers, they'll just tell you that life's just made out of dirt. They're pretty women, baby, they never really faint, and villains always blink their eyes. Their children are the only ones who blush. And that life, life, that life is just to die. But I want to tell you something. Anyone who had a heart, they wouldn't turn around and break it. And anyone who's ever played a part, they wouldn't turn around and hate it. They say, Jane,
started in January of 1970. 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Wake up! You can't remember where it was, and this dream stopped.
The snake was pale gold, glazed and shrunken. She was beside me, cold. She's no young bird. The white, soft skin. Now, run!
the bathroom, look. Ah, she's coming in here. I can't live through East Coast Central.
I let her cheek slide down the cool, smooth tile. Feel the good, cold, stinging blood. That's me.
a little while, you see. I gotta go out to this club with these people. Get myself fucked up. Just one more. I said we gotta get it all together, baby. Come on one more time and let's all get it all together. All right. Yeah. Just one more.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Great stuff right there. 30 wow. Silver. Brand new from 30 Silver. And here they are. What's up, guys?
Hey, how you doing, Brian?
What's up?
It's Drew Smith and drummer...
Joe Z.
How's it going, Joe?
Good.
That's two words, and that's Joe Z, isn't
it? Yeah, it's not. He's not Josie like the outlaw Josie Wales.
Josie and the Pussycats?
Okay.
Oh, no. You got to get more than one cat for that to happen, Joe.
Joe Z. I think you probably have a long last name that starts with Z.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like that.
Leave it at that.
So what's going on? You guys, when were you on last time? A year ago?
I was actually trying to figure that out with Maria earlier. I was like, we were on... God, when was that? Yeah, it was sometime last year, I think.
About a year, maybe.
Yeah, something like that. Other than that, I mean, we've just... I mean, we had an EP that came out last... in January 21st. We've got a new one coming out November 1st.
Which we just heard a track from.
That
was Burn.
The album's
called, the album's Dusk, and yeah, that sounds great. Real grungy. I like
it. Yeah, man. That's what we were going for.
Definitely. You got it.
And besides that, just tons of touring. We went on tour back in April. We've been just...
Where have you been touring? Well,
everywhere.
Like up and down the East Coast? Or
out to the Midwest.
You all the way out to the Midwest?
Yeah. Really? Places like we did Milwaukee, Iowa, out through, you know, Ohio and Pennsylvania. We're going down to Pennsylvania next weekend, actually, Philadelphia, and then a town called Hanover.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Buffalo.
Just like small clubs and...
Small clubs, basements, spaces, basically anywhere that somebody will let
us... Who do you tour with? Do you have a crew or is it just you
two? No, it's just me and I.
Just you two? What are you traveling? Who's driving?
Both of us. We split.
My Fit.
Your Fit?
Yeah.
What's your Fit?
Have you ever seen a Honda Fit?
I'm not sure. That's a car?
It's a hatchback.
Okay.
it's a what's the classification? A mid-size station wagon?
But it fits...
No, like compact.
Oh, okay. Compact. I'm not even sure.
So it's small, but it fits the drums and
drums,
the guitar.
Drums, two amps, guitars, and all the merch.
But it sounds like there's no sleeping in that thing.
Oh, we've done it. Yeah, sitting bolt upright in a passenger seat. A Walmart parking lot in North Carolina.
So you've lately just working on the CD?
We did the CD over the summer, actually, with our friend Dave Sage, who's in a band called Wolfman and the Brimstone Boys, and Tony Jones of the Cretan Three, if you know Tony down in Providence.
I don't, but...
Oh, great guy. Runs a radio show. Fantastic.
Okay.
Ex-pro wrestler. But, yeah, he plays in a couple horror punk bands down there, so we recorded it with him, and then it was mixed by the same guy out in Iowa who did our first one, a guy named Dan B. from a band called Milk Duct Tape.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, we finished that up in July and got the mixing and mastering done in August.
Sounds good, man.
Thank you.
We'll have to hear something else from it, but you going to play some live stuff today? What are you going to play for us?
I have actually been thinking about that, and... Since I very rarely get to sit down with an acoustic guitar in front of a microphone and make a spectacle of myself, and because I am from New Jersey, I decided I'm going to do a Springsteen song for you.
Oh, cool. Wow. And hey, I told everyone, like, this kid's going to be on. He sounds like Kurt Cobain, and now you got to do some Springsteen.
There you go.
I don't think I sound that much like Kurt Cobain, actually.
Well, sometimes you do. Yeah, you...
Occasionally, maybe.
I mean, that last song was definitely grunge, but yeah, last time you were on, you did a couple of songs that I was like, that was very Nirvana-ish, and definitely don't take offense to that.
Oh, I don't take offense to that. I love Nirvana.
Yeah.
I love Nirvana.
I'm saying cool. Good stuff.
Yeah,
let's hear what you got.
Okay,
let's hear your Springsteen cover.
All right. We should probably put another microphone in front of the guitar or something.
Exactly.
So, you know what? Why don't I just stand up?
That would be great.
Yeah. Drop these.
No drums today.
No.
Nope.
Sorry, everybody. So
this is Drew's fault.
This is my, this is actually probably my favorite Springsteen song. It's off of one of his acoustic albums.
Standing on a front lawn, just a twirling her guitar. Me and her went for a ride, so ten innocent people died from the town of Lincoln, Nebraska. Sort of 410 on my lap through the badlands of Wyoming. I killed everything in my path. I can't say that I'm sorry for the things that we've done, at least for a little while, sir. Me and her, we had us some fun, and the jury brought in a guilty verdict. Said into that great void my soul be hurled. You wanna know why I did what I did? Guess it's just a meanness in this world. Sheriff, when the man pulls that switch now and snaps my poor head back, you make sure my pretty baby sitting right there on my lap.
Thank you.
Very good.
I want to hear another. I can play another.
Of course I do. Okay. What's the name of that Springsteen song?
That's Nebraska.
Oh, that's, okay.
Yeah. That's Nebraska. It's about Charles Starkweather, who is one of the more infamous mass murderers in the history of this country.
Yeah, I remember that song, and I mean, I forgot it, but
yeah.
Once you said Nebraska, it's like, oh, yeah.
It's such a good song, and It's really very interesting to watch somebody mine something that dark.
Right.
Because, I mean, exactly as it says in the song, this dude basically just got mad because a girl's family wouldn't let him date her. And at the time, he was like 19 and she was 13. It was the 50s, so it was still relatively acceptable for that.
Starkweather.
Charles Starkweather.
Yeah. I've heard of that, yeah.
The girl's still alive. She will not talk to the press ever. She was also convicted of murder.
Was that the, that was like, I've seen, didn't Martin, they, Martin Sheen was in a movie called
Badlands?
Yeah,
they made a movie. Yeah,
yep,
Badlands. That's Badlands.
Yeah, a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and he, like in the 70s, it was great.
Yeah, this was back in the 50s.
The movie was great. What they did wasn't cool.
Yeah, yeah. Charles Starkweather's crimes are horrible.
I think,
but
that was even like kind of what like, what was that, the American, what they,
yeah,
what
that
was
Natural Born Killers,
exactly,
was based off of that.
Right, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, Mickey yep. and Mallory were absolutely ports of Charles Starkweather and his girl.
Right.
This one's one of ours, though, and this one's actually not out on a CD. It's one of the first songs Joe and I played together. It's called Hangman's Joke.
All right. Dirty Silver.
Everything grows quiet and everyone grows cold. People cannot meet your eyes, all the darkest thoughts grow bold. Nothing ever changes here, it's the same 8 days a week. Cold winds burning through my mind while I'm hanging there, goes cold. Save me from what I want. Save me from what I need. Someone please save me now. Save me from myself. Cross-shaped scars on my own, but they didn't do the trick. Attempted twice, damn martyr for the sins I call my own. Never see the morning now, it's darker than you know. Choking, thrashing, kicking while I'm hanging there, ghost cold. Save me from what I want. Save me from what I need. Someone please save me now. Save me from myself. Tried a thousand different ways to get out of my head, and here it's raining all the time, but the sun fills me with dread.